Chapter 3. Norton 2. In a crisis, there are two types of people. Those who run, and those who get left behind. I've never despised the former, but it was only later I learned that the latter deserve respect. Donald Habergram, Memoirs. The same day, somewhere at Imperial Army headquarters in Norton. The chill of Norton naturally urges people to prepare for it obsessively. That said, it's a pleasant fixation. A fire blazing in the hearth, its warmth filling the room, is an indispensable feature of a quiet Norton winter.
Welcome to Norton, or I suppose I should say, welcome back. We're happy to have you, Major von der Gerichoff.
Yes, returning to this battlefield does bring back memories. I'm eager to serve under you, General von Rudersdorf.
There is something off about the general staff officers and their extremely serious expressions while they are having that utterly out-of-place exchange. Of course, Major General von Rudersdorf and Major von der Gerichoff have simply both judged that it is easier to speak pragmatically with each other, so they hit it off relatively quickly.
Now then, let me tell you what a wonderful job I think you're doing right out of the gate. I heard from Colonel von Lergen. It's quite the achievement.
I'm honored, sir.
Ah, but I expected nothing less. I knew having Zator send you here was the right move.
The cooperative relationship between these two geniuses within the general staff really is something. For better or worse, the only one who can get their way with the deputy director of the service corps is his cohort, or his boss. Since Zator had to be persuaded for her to be dispatched, she inwardly braces herself to be worked to the bone by the deputy director of operations.
We'd like you to cut loose up here, too.
I'll do all I can, though it may not be much.
That's fine. Then let's get down to brass tacks.
Yes, sir.
Does your unit have experience conducting attack missions on enemy positions?
A handful of our corps members have some experience from the Rhine front, but that's it. In Dacia, we mainly did air raids. And even then it wasn't...